Criminal probe underway after protesters vandalize CSULA building. Los Angeles. A group of pro-Palestine protesters who occupied and extensively vandalized at least one floor of the Student Services Building at Cal State Los Angeles cleared out of the structure early June 13, and a criminal investigation began into the action that forced a dozen administrators, including the campus president, to hunker down in the building for hours. All classes were being held remotely Thursday as a result. There were no immediate reports of any arrests stemming from the extensive damage inflicted by protesters, including graffiti on walls and furniture, shattered office windows and overturned vending machines. A large amount of trash was strewn about in front of the building. The building's first floor windows and walls were sprayed with pro-Palestinian graffiti. The protest began Wednesday afternoon as activists descended on the building that houses the university president's office. Some protesters chained themselves together outside the main entrance as others moved inside the building. Others used patio furniture, golf carts, and other materials to establish a barricade around the structure. At one point, protesters were seen rolling copy machines in front of the building's entrance. University officials issued a campus alert urging anyone inside the building to shelter in place and telling others to leave the campus. The occupation continued into the night. On social media, the protesters said University President Berenicia Johnson Eanes continues to dance around and repress our divestment demands, referencing calls for the university to halt any funding or financial support of businesses tied to Israel. We've been waiting for a response to our demands for 18 days, according to the group. Ms. Eanes was among about a dozen administrators who were in the building when the occupation took place. According to officials at the scene, some conversations took place during the occupation between some protesters and members of Ms. Eanes' staff. University officials said Ms. Eanes was able to leave the building shortly after midnight Thursday, along with other employees who were sheltering in place. Around 1 a.m., the last remaining protesters left the building and returned to an existing encampment on the campus. They left behind extensive damage from the vandalism that occurred during the action at the Student Services Building. One protester told KTLA-5 overnight, however, that the group is peaceful. "We haven't heard a single person the entire time we've been out here," the protester, wearing a mask to cover her face and providing only her first name, told the station. "And we've been negotiating with her in good faith for over a month. She has not been negotiating with us in good faith, that's the bottom line." Police investigators were in the Student Services Building lobby Thursday morning taking full inventory of the acts of vandalism and damage perpetrated by the protesters in the beginning of a criminal investigation. One student told reporters the protests were getting out of control. "I just think it's pretty selfish of them," Gilbert Sosa said. "This campus is for everybody. They're just taking over. I don't think it's very appropriate. I don't think they're really accomplishing anything either. I'm here, I'm paying to go to school. I'm here to learn, you know, and I can't today."